This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 15th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. Does higher education funding drive economic performance? If it doesn't, then billions of dollars may have been wasted in a futile effort to drive growth by educating more people. George Leaf is Vice President for Research at the John William Polk Center for Higher Education Policy. He believes that the bloom is off the rose for the generic bachelor's degree. But still, he agrees the legend persists in many states and in the halls of power that government spending on higher ed drives robust economic performance.
Yes, I hear the same thing often, and I think it's a mistake to assume that you can drive economic growth simply by putting more and more young people through college. If young people are good students and ambitious, they'll go to college on their own. And nearly all of them who have high drive and high ability already are in college. Trying to expand college is almost certainly going to mean we'll drag in more of the multitudes who are fairly disinterested students, disengaged from academics. And simply slapping college credentials on those kinds of students is not going to accomplish anything except to expand your higher ed sector.
And hasn't the education system in the United States, through getting rid of a lot of racial barriers and things like that, and better testing methods, actually gotten better at getting the right people to the right schools in terms of increasing efficiencies there?
Well, that may very well be true, but I think our system on the whole is characterized by prodigious inefficiency. We spend an enormous amount of money on education, and most of it is simply credentialing. The professors, for the most part, don't teach very much, and what they do teach is oftentimes of little benefit to the students. We now wind up with students, according to the National Assessment for Adult Literacy, which is a very good measure of how we're doing here, 31% of college graduates, only 31% managed to achieve a proficient score on this test. That's not doing very well. And a lot of the students who have only middling levels of literacy, well, they wind up in jobs that don't call for any educational credentials whatsoever these days.
People like Charles Murray, as we were talking before we started recording here, have made the argument not just that a lot of money is being wasted in education, but that the end goal for a lot of students, the BA, is itself a waste.
That's right. He's made that case, and actually I think I made it a little bit earlier than he did. We have this notion in the United States that you've got to have a college degree to amount to anything. But we have so many young people with college degrees that it's no longer the case. We have a vast spillover of people who went to college because they just thought, well, you got to have a credential and maybe it'll help me get a job. And a lot of those people are now winding up in occupations like aerobics trainer. On the other hand, we don't do a very good job either of educating the really, really bright people who ought to get what we used to call the solid pillars of a liberal arts education. That has largely fallen by the wayside at many colleges and universities. So we're not winding up with the ideal education for either set, the really bright or the people who just are looking for a job.
Then how do you overcome the attitude that is so pervasive that, you need this degree, you need it in hand before you go out and face the world, that it's common knowledge.
It is pervasive, and what's driving it, I'm afraid, are attitudes in the business sector. An awful lot of business decision makers, and not really high level, I think this is at the human resources level, have decided that it makes sense to use the college degree as a screening mechanism. They just say, well, we're not going to bother interviewing people who don't have college degrees anymore because otherwise, those people who don't have them are probably less trainable and less reliable. So the college degree is a screening device. That's pretty well entrenched. I've heard from people in the business community. Some of them even admit that it's inefficient, that it rules out a lot of people who could be very reliable, good workers, but they just don't have the credentials. It's going to take leadership from the business community to overcome this inefficiency. And I haven't seen much of that leadership coming from that business community yet. What some businesses are doing is, I think, doing an end run around the credential mania by setting up specific certificate programs in fields where they need better trained people. The software industry is one of them. I understand that back around 2000, people in the software industry realized that many of the college graduates they were applying for jobs there just couldn't hack it. Well, they set up this university. It was originally called North Face. It's out in Utah. I think it's now called Newmont. And what it is a 28-month intensive training program for people who want to do programming work. I think we're going to see more and more specialized programs that give you a certificate if you really are interested in some particular job field. And that will probably start to undercut the demand for just generic college credentials.
What is the fix with regard to government funding? There's never going to be a shortage of politicians who are willing to play to the idea that people like, which is college degrees.
Yes, that's quite right. It's a fixation in the United States. The politicians can't resist anything that purports to be about education. Where change, I think, will start to come, though, is when more and more parents figure out that spending the large amount of money it takes to put a son or daughter through college, even in state schools, which are heavily subsidized, just isn't worth it. That the jobs that many of these kids get, the employment at Target store, for instance, it doesn't make sense to drain the family savings to pay for that degree. What they will start to do is look for education that offers a lot more bang for the buck. And there are some, and it's mostly in for-profit and private education now, where they're really looking at making sure that students learn what they need to learn, that they'll have good literacy skills when they graduate, and to keep the cost down. Again, there are some schools that have realized we don't need to have all these administrators, and we don't have to have professors doing research all the time. We'd be better off if they just focused on teaching courses that are really essential. I think parents are going to start looking for schools that offer high value for a reasonable price, and that will begin to affect some change in the higher ed sector.
What about young people themselves making their decision about whether to seek a BA versus maybe some sort of specific credentialing program that could get them into the workforce 2-3 years earlier?
Well, that's a very good point, and I think that's also beginning to happen. College, the apparent payoff from being in college seems, the data say, that it's beginning to fall. Young people are probably hearing from friends and siblings, I went to college, I got my degree, and now I'm an aerobics instructor. Maybe you should try something else. And there are plenty of fields where you can make a very good living without a college degree. There's a big shortage, I understand, for people who can do precision machining. Employers in the manufacturing sector need more people with these skills. I think that the bloom is off the rose on generic college credentials, and more students are going to realize that, or their parents will realize it and put that in their heads, that they'd be better off, more money, get into the job market sooner with that kind of training as opposed to just going and getting your BA.
George Leaf is Vice President for Research at the John William Pope Center for Higher Education Policy. You can watch the full policy forum from yesterday at cato.org.